Floor traders at the New York Stock Exchange in Manhattan say tonight's trading could make or break the global economy and in turn Australia's too. If the heavy selling of the past 2 days continues, what looks now to be a typical stock market correction could evolve into something far more serious, they predict. All eyes, we're told, will be on any signs of the spread of the coronavirus, that it is indeed a pandemic. Our business reporter David Taylor begins our coverage this evening.
Hundreds of billions of dollars in company value is now at risk as the share market sinks. Hilton Day owns some shares, so he's come into the stock exchange on his way to work to assess the damage.
I was literally walking past and I was aware that the US markets had a pretty heavy night last night from the news this morning, so I thought I'd stop in and just see what the ASX was doing today on the way back to work.
Now, you look like a relatively young guy, and there's plenty of time to go in terms of, you know, superannuation and investments to grow. So do the falls like we've seen over the past few days worry you at all, or is this sort of a buying opportunity for you?
Oh, it's not a buying opportunity yet. I would say we're on the cusp of something and we're waiting to see what the trigger is. The question is this the trigger point, and are we looking at a big drop from here on?
That's the million or perhaps billion dollar question. How much more can the market fall? Tim Anderson's been in the thick of it on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange this week. He's told PM his fellow floor traders are anxious because tonight's trading activity has the potential to make or break financial markets and the health of the global economy.
You know, people are going to cancel business trips. They're going to cancel conferences. They're going to cancel international travel. And clearly, the companies that are heavily exposed, international travel, have been very, very heavily affected.
You're on the floor of the stock exchange, and you've been there for years. What's your feeling of how much further the market could fall?
I mean, the real determining factor is, can we, you know, get up tomorrow and not have further outbreaks in Italy? And I think that tomorrow's market action is critical. If we get more negative headlines on the virus, we're probably going to go lower.
Tim Anderson describes something of a black hole facing financial markets.
So right now what we have is a very, very high level of uncertainty about how bad is this going to get? Is it going to get a lot worse? What will it take to contain it? And how long will that take? And how much damage will be done to the global economy in the process? When you can't quantify answers to questions like that, big investors that model their investments, they don't have reliable numbers to put into the equation. So they just want to, take down their risk levels and watch for a while.
Also watching developments unfold is BIS Oxford Economics chief economist Sarah Hunter. She describes something of a domino effect as more and more parts of the global economy fall victim to virus-induced government policy changes.
But we're going to start seeing some of those indirect impacts. So perhaps a producer in Europe who imports a component from Vietnam, they can't produce because the Vietnam producer can't get what they need from China. So it's those kind of indirect effects that are starting to become apparent, and that's the real worry, because that's the whole global economy clamming up, as it were.
In terms of an economic downturn, how would ordinary Australians feel that?
Some people may already be noticing it. If you're working in or attached to the tourism sector, I'm sure you're feeling it. We're already getting reports anecdotally from some of the restaurants and cafes and shops and things that service the tourists that things are very quiet for them. There's just fewer people coming through the door. So those particular sectors are already exposed. We already know as well the universities are clearly seeing it in fewer student numbers and are having to make accommodations and, online lectures and that sort of thing. So it is already starting to show up.
While share trader Hilton Day worries that many Australians in a vulnerable financial position, like having too much personal debt, are going to face a household budget squeeze.
Certainly, having lived through previous downturns in other countries as well as here, things like looking at people who are leveraged up to the eyeballs on debt, their credit card exposure, mortgages and so on, the rates of homelessness, and things like affordability of medical care are all really significant. So in the event of a downturn, all of that's going to start to impact the population at large. I think that's my biggest concern, really, is our government set up to manage those kind of demands on infrastructure like hospitals and things? And I suspect the answer at the moment is no, very much not so. So, yeah, it does worry me.
Share market investor Hilton Day speaking with David Taylor at the Stock Exchange in Sydney.